Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 132. My name is not Virginia.
It's Young Kaja.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bass Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blavonic.
I'm Tech.
I'm Anvil.
And we finally got a little bit of snow last night.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't see none.
It must have melted before you woke up.
No, but they've been up since 5:30 this morning.
I refuse to say there's snow, too.
You refuse to say there's snow?
Yeah, there's no such thing. Snow does not exist.
Not in this realm.
Not in this realm?
No.
In other parts of the country, yes, but for some reason in New England, where we're usually supposed to be being hit by shit ton of snow, there's none.
What's this thing called snow? I don't think it exists still.
What is snow? Explain this to me. What's it look like?
It looks like cocaine.
Oh, so...
I don't know what fucking cocaine looks like. What is that supposed to look like?
I know what cocaine looks like.
We've seen plenty of movies.
You're in the ghetto of Lynn. We
yes.
know.
Yeah, the yes. ghetto.
I know. Middle finger. Sit down and rotate. Yep.
Yep. He wants to be known as Ghetto Fabulous. I think that's the term.
I will shoot you.
Anyway, we got lots to discuss on today's show. We got video games. We got some movies. We got some sports. Maybe music if there is time. So why don't we jump right into one of the first demos we got to play today, which was I Am Alive. And this is a game that's been in development for 6 years. From Ubisoft. You don't like Ubisoft?
No.
It's Ubi.
And all those people who don't like DRMs know that company.
What do you mean by DRMs?
You can only activate it on your computer 2 to 3 times. If you're a PC player, you know Ubisoft if you've played their games.
Oh, so you can only like uninstall and reinstall it?
A maximum of 2 to 3 times. Luckily, they've done it per month recently, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're getting at. Yeah, I hated those. But those have been around for years.
Yeah, and luckily a lot of them are going the other way.
That's good. So, this is a game where some sort of catastrophe has happened. They don't really go into what it was in the demo.
Earthquakes hit.
They said earthquakes, but whether it was a huge earthquake or the earthquakes are an after effect of what happened. So
we will never know.
Well, in the demo, we don't know.
We will never know.
Never, ever, ever.
Okay, go ahead.
So, in this demo, what you got to do first is you got to cross over this bridge. You got to, like, jump over long distances. You got to climb up to the top of the bridge to reach, like, the sewer area. And then you got to, what was it? You have to...
Kill hookers.
Well, not kill hookers. You have to survive, and which means you have to hurt the other survivors in order to survive. You might, or at least threaten them.
The Walking Dead minus the zombies.
It's I Am Legend minus the weird creatures in it.
Yeah, Will Smith. What did he advertise in that movie?
Everything.
It's the apocalypse, but yet my Nikes are shiny new. Please buy them.
So is my Porsche.
Hey, look, I found McDonald's.
Look at my new golf clubs, now available at the Sports Authority. Now look, I got some pet food from PetSmart.
Product placement is fun.
Yep.
I am so thirsty. Oh, Coca-Cola machine.
So, you've got to attack the Scrabblers with an unloaded gun at first.
Wait, you have to attack the what?
Scrabblers.
What's a Scrabbler?
A Scrabbler?
You know, those people that play the fucking board game all fucking day long.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, Scrabbler is like one of those people, they're the ones that just collect everything that they find.
Scavengers.
No, well, that's another word for it.
I'll take the common word for it.
Fine. Take the common word for it.
Scavengers.
And then you get to your apartment, and then you find out your wife and daughter have gone, you know, have left you because they've been taken to a safe area.
Supposedly.
But then the demo ends when you find your daughter, Mary, in a deserted playground, and you have to start chasing her, but that's when the demo ends. Mm. So, it has a survive or die mentality, as Anvil found out.
I'm guessing that was a lot of the die mentality, unless it be survived.
I try to go beat up some dude and he had a gun, okay?
Do not bring fists to a gunfight.
Yep. Never.
Well, especially when you got a lack of bullets, so yeah.
Right, because bullets are rare in this game.
Ah, yes, it's Dead Island. Except without the awesome extra weapons. I'm guessing I can't run around with a machete with a huge battery strapped to it that electrifies people.
That'd be awesome.
That also shoots acid.
Now, what did you think of the overall look of this game? The black and white feel to it. Because I feel like maybe it's not really black and white. Everything is just covered in so much dust that now it looks all like a black and white movie.
I didn't really see much. Did they ever tell you what happened to the world? Or is that something?
Earthquakes.
No, that's the after effect of the event.
No.
Oh, it's the event.
Excuse me.
Is it now premiering on ABC?
There is no event.
That was canceled on NBC.
Oh, I don't know.
There is no event. In the letter she says, honey, since the earthquakes have hit and the world has crumbled, we have to go to extraction zones.
Okay.
Alright, so it is.
If you listen to the letter that she left for him, it gives you everything.
So they didn't go the Fallout ripoff route.
No, they didn't.
Alright.
Fallout,
nice.
My homie smoking.
So, what do you think of the climbing aspect in the game? Like, how you can't run too fast, or if you take too long to climb, you will actually fall and die.
I don't know, I didn't fall and die.
He was running. There's a lot of realism in that game.
Which is what I like about the game.
Do they have a thirst meter? I think I read about that one.
Yeah, they do.
It was stupid.
So it's a race against time.
No, because a real human being isn't going to run through a bridge and jump over things and somehow clear 20 feet per jump. And there's no ladder sitting there.
Unless you're John Carter on Mars.
That's later on. Shut up. So, there's also, you know, when was the last time you crossed a bridge and found multiple ladders just leading you to the top? So you can use your hands and scurry across because there's no place to go.
Probably the survivors might have created that so people can get there.
There's usually ladders on bridges. They're usually kept out of the way for people. So I'm guessing if there was something.
Yeah, but this is a collapsed bridge, and some of them, I mean, yeah, it's
semantics. Did you have fun climbing the bridge?
No, I was bored out of my mind. It was really good stuff. And then you get to
you got shot in the face. And then you took an arrow to the knee.
Oh, God damn you, Skyrim.
But there was the there is this one show I remember watching that kind of resembled this, but it was a Survivor type show, and it wasn't the Survivor show. I'm saying that there's this guy that was like, it was either Nat Geo or something like that, and this guy was literally running around some empty vacant part of probably Detroit City. And
was it Eureka?
No, what Eureka? What are you talking
about?
That's
show on sci-fi.
Don't even come across the table. I will kill you. Screw you. Don't
you
even get
the
duct tape.
You have just offended the nerds in the room.
Okay, let's put it this way.
Hey, I'm not a nerd. I was offended.
This is a real guy who's saying this is how you should be able to survive if something was to happen. And he was, you know, running around the city looking for such things as batteries and other things. So it's kind of resembling I Am Alive. But yeah, for the most part, from what I was watching in the game, while I was swearing at my cell phone playing my other game, it seemed, you know, it was kind of slow. It had a weird kind of angle from it. Like, it was a further out, like, third-person view. Like,
yeah.
It was really out there, I guess. I mean, this is kind of, like, resembling, like, Resident Evil to me. Like, I don't like that camera view, like, how far it's out.
Well, the camera angle of Resident Evil 4 was pretty good.
How come they couldn't do it like, you know, one of those people that were prepared for the apocalypse and, you know, had a bunch of equipment?
You mean Doomsday Preppers? What a great show.
It is a great show. But why couldn't he have been like that? Hey, look, I have a gun with no bullets. That's it. Oh, I have a bottle of water. Yeah. This is going to last me for a while.
Let me just keep sticking this with people's faces.
Hey, look. Okay.
Yep.
I found a machete. Cool, I killed some people. Look, I found a health pack. Oh, look, I found a wounded kid. I might need this health pack. Here you go, kid. Yay, I helped somebody. And then you go into an apartment and you find one thing, which is a letter, and there's nothing else there. And
that was practically the end of the demo.
Basically, and then you chase some creepy little girl that's, you know, you're supposed to be your daughter, but so, she looks at you and screams, and is like, ah, I don't want to be near.
What we're really trying to say is this game equals depression, because that's what it is. You're just, like, going to play, and there's going to be one sad thing after another.
Oh, man. Yeah. The world has ended. Actually, how fun and happy to
me. It kept pissing me off, because I was running around, like, trying to get to the house, and all of a sudden, mysteriously, there's a hole in the ground.
I want a Hollywood ending, goddammit.
Wait, you want the picket fence, you want everyone to be holding
hands. And then a giant robot comes up.
I want one or two things.
You want people to be like holding hands going, imagine me and you and me, so happy together.
I hate you.
Sometimes you can't have the Hollywood ending. I found that out the hard way while playing Warp.
Excuse me, I have to call the people that wrote the Geneva Convention. I believe that thing was cruel and unusual punishment.
Now, it really is.
There are...
I'm going to make a video about you and put it up next to Kofi's.
Kony.
I call him Kofi. And actually, it was originally released by the UN, United Nations, whose head of the United Nations is Kofi Annan.
Okay.
Random trivia from the other end of the table, brought to you by Anvil. No. You could buy his shoes on Amazon for $14.99.
Will Smith.
Order now, and you shall receive absolutely free the Shark Banana.
Ah, Shark Banana.
My shoes cost more than that.
Mine don't. Look, you can see my feet.
Hey, look, I see a piggy.
That's a toe.
I need to.
My shoes cost $55.
Now, I've been reading a lot of the reviews for this game on like Metacritic. Many people are split. They're either saying this game is awesome, or they're saying it's horrible. Like Gamer Informer, Destructoid, Mondo Xbox, Spazio Games, they gave it great reviews, while IGN gave it like a 4 out of 10.
So, they're not paying somebody enough to say it's awesome?
Yeah, so they paid off Game Informer but forgot to pay off IGN.
Yep.
I bashed IGN.
But from what I saw so far in this game, I really liked it. Like, I'm thinking about maybe getting the full version, maybe do a full review of it sometime in the near future.
Look,
when I have extra cash.
Look at it like this.
Or when it's $20.
Yep.
Alright, the whole climbing part made me want to kick somebody in the face. Plus, it also doesn't help having somebody in the background telling you how to climb when...
Ah!
It's like you're climbing.
Yes, King Baby Duck.
Look! Over there! You can move over there! Go over there! Did you see that?
Hey, listen!
Oh my god. That was like the kid after the movie. I'm playing Terminator Salvation for a second, and the goddamn kid's like, hey, you gotta shoot that! Hey, you gotta shoot that! Hey, I'm gonna jump on the other gun and pretend that I'm playing with you.
Yeah.
Okay, go off, kid.
Modern day games don't need that insistent nagging. Or King Baby Doc in the background for that.
Yeah.
I think every game, when you buy it, should have a thing that says,
Do you want to turn on the nagging douchebag in the background? Sure. And every time you try to say no, it keeps pressing yes. Seeing that you guys were doing that to me when I was playing the Tiger Woods game.
That game hard. It's like turning on the hardcore mode of Tiger
Woods.
It's like,
dude, you're going the wrong way. No, dude, turn around.
At the very bottom of every game says, does it come with a nagging King Baby Duck? If you tell the cashier yes, they hand you a roll of duct tape.
But it doesn't help when it's in the game.
So I said, they asked if it comes with
a... No, you put the duct tape on the speakers.
Hey, sir!
They have player volume mute in there or something, just for that.
Because I know what I'm
like a Turtle Beach has.
Alright, this one's going to be funny, though. last time that I played video games, in the, you know, he got in that same exact mode with Super Bowl Sunday.
Son of a bitch.
So we sent him upstairs to grab something right over and locked the door to continue playing the game.
Yeah, he still kept losing.
Actually, that's when I started winning. You left, I won five in a row. You walked back in the room, I dropped the next two.
Oh, was that a UFC 2010 or something like that?
Yeah, because you're fighting, and he's like, throw a kick, do this, do that. It's like, dude, oh, come on.
But back to I Am Alive, this is kind of like, you know.
But sometimes you need a little realism in your games. And sometimes don't.
Are you talking about you talking in the background or the way the game went?
I'm talking about the game. I mean, it can't be all happiness and sunshine and rainbows in every single video game. Can you imagine all that happening in Grand Theft Auto 4? Wait, then there'd be Saints Row the Third, which was awesome.
Yeah, but I want the kids to grow up senseless and think everything's going to end out happy, and then they end up on the street.
Well, this game is going for the blatant realism, so they're good. But if they were going to have the wacky fun mixed with realism, that wouldn't be so good. That's why Saints Row is so amazing.
It's yes.
Just a crazy.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're running around with a purple dildo baseball bat, I mean, that's just fantastic.
And the apocryphists.
Yeah, the apocryphists are like just the shit.
Punched flat. But so far, I'll give this demo a 3.8 out of 5. I liked it. What do you get?
Are you going to crush it? He's going to crush it.
I don't know. I feel like a negative zero coming on, but I don't know. I just don't think it will happen.
A negative zero? There is no such thing.
Yes, there is.
He made it up. So
math professor. Yeah. Math professor actually said that one time. I was like, yeah, we're going to give it a negative zero. He's like... Some person's like, there's no such thing as a negative zero. I created it somehow, so... And then they're just like, then the professor's like, actually, in math, there is a negative zero.
Depends on your type of math.
See, this is hard to give a grade to.
I mean, seeing that it is just the demo.
You just don't want to bash it.
I'm going to put it like this. For the bridge climbing scene, I give it a 1. For the rest of the game, I give it a 3.8. Because, you know, the fighting was still kind of cool. I wish there was more blood when you slash... I mean, you slash a dude's throat open with a machete and there was no blood.
Mm.
Well, that's because of the angle of the cam.
And all the dust. Because it's a gray game and red did not work well with gray.
Well, they could have done it like one of my other favorite games there, the Saboteur game, where they had, you know, the setup where it was Nazi Germany and where the Nazis were. They would be black and gray and stuff like that. So when you go and kill the Nazi, it was blood red. It was kind of like, you know, something along the lines of that. But, but they probably had a hell of a time trying to render that in there.
True. All right, so speaking of having a hard time with something, let's talk about...
Stop telling everybody I got a broke dick. It's not funny anymore. Maybe it is, but...
Let's talk.
Show derailed.
Let's talk about the demo for Tiger Woods Penis Golf Association 13.
Did you have fun attempting to play this game while I frequently danced in front of the
Yes, connect? Cousin Tank.
And myself?
Because of the fact of Anvil, too.
Well, you're saying that you beat me up?
We're dealing with a room that is probably the size of one of my closets at my house.
All right, let's put it like this.
Okay, how big is that room, really?
Like, size of a jail cell.
It's not, it's at least...
It's the size of a jail cell.
It's probably six...
It's
no,
a
no,
mini
it's
man
cave. Seven, it's probably 7x5. That's what I want to call
it. No, I think it's a 6x8.
Your closet was almost as big as the room.
Cell.
Yeah, okay, fine. 6x8. Yeah, close enough.
That's
not optimal for Kinect.
So the fact that, yeah, it's you have to put your back against the wall almost to really get the Kinect to, like, ignore
it. Oh, put your back into it.
No. Back against the wall, ass. Anyways, so I'm putting up, you know, kind of as far as I could go back. I've got Anvil right next to me, and I've got... Tag also next to me on my right side. So apparently the Kinect was picking up Cousin
everyone.
Tang. It was picking up everyone except for me because I was so far back. And then, of course, there was rude gestures. I'm going to place it as jerking motion around my subcocal area, not the heart. trying to.
I was waiting for his back swing, and then I'd jump out and wave in front of the camera as quick as I could, and it would reset his character every time. So this game was a lot more interesting from that aspect. It went from a golf game to hilarity.
But, like, when you reach in front of him, you get the shadow. So Tank drops and bends over, and it gave a really comical view at the same time.
So, in all seriousness, when I was trying to wave my hands in front of the TV like an asshole, it just wasn't... I didn't really feel comfortable trying to, like, just to get it to go somewhere, I was trying to wave my... I had to wave my hand inwards, I guess, from my right side to right to left or something like that.
Oh, really? Right to left?
Yes, right to left.
Yes, back into the left.
And then, yes, of course, we had to bring poor Kennedy into this, but...
you don't remember.
He don't remember. He's on the other side. Anyways, So for the most part, it's the concept of trying to get the character to properly swing, but the fact of the matter is this isn't like if you're to play... the sports connect sports kind of stuff where or even play like Wii when you turn sideways to the TV so it feels like you're actually doing a golf swing at the TV and makes it feel more realistic towards that aspect. This one is you got to point have your body straight out there so shoulders to the TV
so that you're looking at the TV.
Yeah, so it's looking at the camera, but that's the thing. I don't understand why you couldn't stand to the side like you did with Kinect with the
Kinect sports too. Yeah.
I just don't know if they're trying to make it unique that way, but it made me have one hell of a time because of this asshole and that asshole over there.
All asshole.
So, for the most part, I mean, yes, it's fun when you have a group of friends trying to make fun of you on the side with jerking sexual motions. But altogether, I think the game kind of sucked because when I actually got a chance without the weird sexual motions on the side and Tag, getting in front of the thing while he's playing Terraria.
I could do the bus drive in front of the camera.
Although I do have to give you credit on being able to make the penis shape. That was impressive.
Finger puppets get interesting after a while.
Yes. Because, of course, puppetry you can see the little penis screen in the bottom right of the corner, so it gives you the outlines and stuff like that. So he was doing shadow puppets in the background, like an asshole.
Like an Ace Ventura with Nature Calls.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
No. All right, but for the most part, this game, I just don't know if it's going to be really suitable. I mean, I don't know if this is going to be actually if you're going to be able to play it by regular control 2.
Yeah,
just
you
in
can.
Case. Okay.
Yes, you can.
Because I know that a lot of these things that when it's exclusively Kinect, you can't do a goddamn thing after that factor. You can't use a controller. But that's like what I've been trying to figure out with Steel Battalion when that's coming out because of the fact that
that's going to use both the regular controller and the Kinect.
So prepare to stand in front of the Kinect while using the regular controller and not get this big ass, controller setup that they had in the old days, and you could stop.
You're not seeing realism from this game.
Yeah, you're not gonna,
Every shot you made was perfect. It doesn't know how you're setting shots up.
Yeah,
it's
this one's
not that bright.
So, well, remember, it was just a demo, so maybe the full version will have more of the realistic value into it.
But it can't tell, how your hands are formed if they're actually gripping the club the correct way, so you, in essence, can just...
Cup both hands and just
swing them back and forth, and I guarantee almost every shot would be
perfect. It's going to be perfect, because I landed the ball, freaking 2 feet away from the cup perfectly.
How's it going to detect the slice? So
I mean, a lot of the other Kinect games, I think, with the golf ones, could actually detect that slice.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, that was like the table tennis ones. Those could detect slices depending on which way your wrist moved or something like that. So
yeah, which was pretty impressive.
I hated that Wii one. My slice is bad.
I'm trying to do a backhand, but it keeps going forehand. It was really stupid.
And then he scraped the top of my ceiling.
Yeah, that.
That's probably a basketball.
Dude, I'm surprised the house still stands up.
I hit that nasty jump shot. not one of these two could beat me in 3-point shootout.
Well, that's the thing was I think because of the fact that he accentuated the jump shot with it because he was actually jumping in the house. So
but again, we're still surprised that my house is still standing after that.
Yeah,
shut up.
But for the most part, I can kind of give this demo probably a respectable 2.8 out of 5.
Whoa, I wouldn't give it that much.
I can kind of give it that much, but...
You see, I tried full version of the demo. I played the other course I could try. I played it with Roy McElroy and...
Did you try with a controller?
No, I didn't try with a controller.
It might be better with a controller.
It might be better with the controller. But the voice recognition does need work, too.
The voice recognition wasn't picking up a thing. I couldn't mess up that either.
I think because you tried to shut off the Xbox on me a bunch of times. Xbox, shut off! Nope, it's not working. This sucks!
But I will give the demo for this a 4 out of 5, because I didn't have anybody going,
Oh, come on, that made the experience so much better.
You got dooba-dooba-dooba-uh.
That'd be like diddling. You don't diddle in front of the Kinect.
You're going to tell me that that wasn't more fun watching me mess with him than it was playing that demo. So I was bored out of my mind until I started
It's funny
dancing.
Because it wasn't me.
We'll get you next time.
Yes, I know you will.
Dick.
Right. So, why don't we talk about a beta that Ted got to try out.
Diablo 3.
On to the review that I finally get around to.
Diablo. It took like 3 years.
Yeah. Sports is how far down? I'll bet.
Diablo 3.
Diablo 3. For those of you who have played the first and second, you're probably waiting for the third one.
Forever.
Yes, forever. This is one of
when
those.
When the hell did Diablo 2 come out?
Dude, that was back in the day.
2000! Shit, it's been 12 years!
Yes.
This is like, almost as long as Duke Nukem.
Yeah. It's almost as bad as StarCraft, but StarCraft 2 finally came out. So Blizzard's getting around to remaking their best games.
About fucking time, I say.
This beta's been around for a bit. The way I got this is one of my emails was hacked a while back, and I went to go play StarCraft. And I was like, I'll change my email address, so whoever screwed up my email... You know, can't get into my Blizzard account. Well, when I went on the change it, I was like, ooh, I have the Diablo 3 beta. I wish I knew that beforehand. So, to whoever hacked my email, I hate you.
Yay!
Diablo 3.
Now, how many gigabytes was this beta?
This is a 15 gigabyte download, and it took me about 5 to 6 hours. I am guessing it's their whole game engine, but they only gave you a portion of the level. So I'm hoping when I do buy this, I won't have to go all 15.
It 3 hours to download StarCraft 2 for me, with the trial of the hat.
StarCraft 2 is such a good game. It's worth the buy. Most Blizzard games are, except for
Warcraft.
I played it for 5 years. It's not worth it anymore. For those of you who don't know, this is kind of an RPG... third-person isometric view. It looks a little old-school when you look at 1 and 2. 3 has the old-school feel, but with amazing graphics. And since it's Blizzard, if any of you have looked at StarCraft 2, that game was so well-made that even the lowest graphics settings looked amazing, and it ran on some pretty old computers with pretty high graphics settings. So Diablo 3 brings that back. I, of course, with my new rig, have it maxed out. How is this game? How is the beta? The beta, I didn't officially beat it. I'm almost done with it. It took me about 4 hours. They've just added in a hardcore mode, so when your character hits level 10, you can go back and play it on hardcore. Originally, that wasn't there. They've revamped everything. I am playing a wizard right now. I'm going to go around and play the other classes coming up after this or sometime during one of these nights. The skill trees are completely gone. You unlock skills as you go. And you put them on your hotbar. You have unlimited space, so you choose what you want to do based on what you put on that bar. There might not seem like there's that many skills at first, but they have this whole rune system. So as you're playing, you unlock runes that alter the way certain spells are. So something that might have shot an ice bolt, you put a rune in, now you have a storm of icicles flying around you. So it changes the spell almost completely. So as far as fun, this game is amazing. If you like looking at stats, and you like grabbing gear, and you like the original Diablo, running around blowing up massive amounts of critters... It's one of those games where you get potions, so it's pretty much run around, blow stuff up, and if you ever get low health, you drink a potion. From what I can see so far, it is amazing, and I mean, for who doubted that it wasn't going to be amazing? Who is out there is like, Blizzard is going to do a horrible game?
Me.
And Anvil.
Did you ever play Diablo?
No.
Exactly.
It was that horrible.
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it at all.
I tried it, but it was
He thought it was horrible, too.
It kind of bored me.
Yeah, it just depends on what you want to do. At first, I got to admit, I was a little bit bored, but as soon as I got like the third or fourth spell that was pretty much blow a whole bunch of crap up, I was hooked. So, if you want to run around, blow stuff up with your friends, four people, I believe, I don't know, I tried the online mode, it might have been down, I think the online might be there for this demo, I could be wrong, but it's worth the try if you can. I mean, you can try the demo, go on to battle.net, you can create an account if you don't already have one, and there should be a little section for opting in for the demo. It will read your computer specs, and if you got a good computer, pretty much it's a guarantee at this point they're going to have a stress test. This might have been it. You can probably try it. So, fun game.
So, it's looking really good so far.
So, out of five, what do you expect?
Looking amazing.
Out of five, what are you feeling?
I didn't get to try the online, so I'm going to say a 4.3. I'm going to guess it's going to be a 4.8. I'm not going to give it a 5.0 because I do not believe that any game is perfect.
Okay. Now, do you think after they finish with Diablo 3, they can go back to working on StarCraft Ghost?
They're already working on StarCraft Heart of the Swarm. I doubt it'll be out this year. So, I don't even think it's scheduled for this year. I'll have to look that up. But I think they're focusing on the RTS with that half. They already have World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria they're trying to get this year. You're going to see Diablo 3 before Mists of Pandaria, I believe, at this point. It's inevitable they're pushing that.
Now, I've just been reading up that they're not going to be having player versus player at the launch of Diablo 3.
Well, for the people... This is, my buddy said this correctly, this, if you go back to Diablo, was about playing co-op, playing with your friends. They're satisfying the people who are coming here to play Diablo, not World of Warcraft's arena system. So I am actually happy that instead of delaying the launch, they're going to release the full game and then release the multiplayer PvP aspect. Yeah, at a later date.
Okay.
So and it's, what do you want to do? Wait for the PvP, or do you want to play the single player while they work on the actual PvP aspect?
And then complete the single player, and then try it again with the PvP.
Yeah, now you can go back with everything you've gotten already. You can play the player versus player, so and it's a good idea on their part.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be more co-op games, so...
Awesome. Now, I got to try out a beta this past week for Family Guy Online. This is going to be a free MMO video game that anyone who has PC, Mac, or Linux can
play. Oh, so, Linux.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Now, I had to download Firefox in order to play this because for some reason it would not run on Safari.
Yeah, it's Safari. I bet it won't run on IE. Actually, no, IE's...
IE's gotten better.
IE's good at running everything. IE's not optimized at running anything.
Yeah.
I can't say I...
Everything sucks.
Yeah, Safari. Right. Mm.
So, you can do a few quests in this beta. Help out Chris beat up this, like, bully... do some errands for Stewie, build up his, like, multiverse remote control, go into Japanese Family Guy, and chase the greased-up deaf mute dude.
I have a funny feeling this would be one of those games you just have to try once. It won't be a World of Warcraft I'm spending years on.
Is Bill Pervert in it?
Yep, he is. Herbert's in it.
It'll be worth the laughs to give this a try.
Does he do everybody's favorite line?
Would you like to suck on a popsicle?
Come here, you musty little paper boy. Get your fat ass over here.
And only get to the paper boy part, not the fat ass part. Because you create your own character. You can either upload your picture and they do it for you, which I tried once, and for some reason they gave me a huge forehead. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the angle of my picture.
No, you actually do have a big forehead.
So I went and opted. I opted into just starting from scratch. And yep. It's kind of bare bones at the moment, but I have a feeling that they're going to add a lot more things closer to the actual release date of the game.
Like making your forehead bigger.
No.
No, at least they didn't put your friggin' head upside down like that other, that poor bastard in the show.
Yes.
Well, that kid's a little asshole, but...
No, I hate that kid.
I know. So, you move around using the AWSD and the little mouse. Like, and I was hoping you could actually switch it so you can use the regular up, down, left, right keys. Because I always have an issue with the AWSD. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm better right-handed with the keys and left-handed on the mouse. But that's just me.
You're a lefty.
No, I'm a righty.
So does that mean you're better at playing with things with your right hand?
Yes. Yes. And I did not mean that with a pun.
I'm sorry, but you're a noob. WASD is amazing.
Fine. Now, so far, I'm liking what I see in this game. However, there are a lot of bugs in it.
Like, oh my god, what kind?
Things that make Firefox crash.
Like, well, everything makes Firefox crash.
Hey, I'm using that right now, and I resent that.
I resent it too.
Like, it crashed on me like 5 times while I was doing the beta.
Does Google Chrome not work for Mac?
Yes, it does. It has.
Well, I have to say Google Chrome has been kind of effing up, like, especially with websites recently, that I'm trying to build. Like, it won't accept the websites that I try to build.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't accept not trying. The website you're trying to bail, mister.
Screw you, mister. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, mister.
And before you start, like, a quest, it shows you, like, a video clip. I don't know if it's an original video clip that they made specifically for the game or it was from an episode of something that goes on while you're doing this quest. Like, for getting revenge on Peter, there's a clip of Peter dressing up like Chris hitting on the high school jocks. To make it seem like Chris is gay. And then...
No, Chris is gay?
No, that's what he was trying to make the high school jocks think. So this quest had you, like, get rope and 2 giant logs. So then when you complete the quest, it shows you an animatic of this thing happening to Peter, where he has to grab this hat and the 2 logs come down and smash his face in. Like, I'm trying to think if I've seen that in the Family Guy episode or not. You know what? I think actually that wasn't a Family Guy episode.
I'm going to leave a picture making fun of you on your Facebook now for that hierarchy.
Okay, fine.
It's not pornographic.
No, yeah, don't worry. This is family friendly.
But I'm not sure how many missions are going to be on this game, or quests, if you want to be more technical to the term. I like what I see so far, but for the beta, I have to give it a 3.5 out of 5 because there are a lot of bugs that still need to be worked out. So let's talk about... Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
You are a noob. The arrow keys are for noobs. The noob.
So what do you guys want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about John Carter, or do you want to talk about the other movie?
No, John Carter, the other one, actually kind of
rolls into the sports.
So John Carter, this is based on an old story.
Really old story.
Princess of Mars, which was released back in 1912. So yes, this was a 100-year-old story. And this was supposedly what... Star Wars and Avatar got its basis from. And after watching this movie, I do see a lot of similarities.
Can we also kind of like give it with like Star Trek 2 because it's space orientated? I know it's not the distance of the factor, but you know.
Maybe the new Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
Not the old Star Trek series? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Yes, the noise and the gesture. Oh, I didn't see the movie, so I can just control.
So anyway, the movie starts out. You see John Carter die. Well, you don't see him.
No, it's not that. He's running around. he's trying to escape somebody, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's... Could you say that was London? That was in England, right?
New York. Said.
It was New York?
To New York City.
Really? That's, yes. I don't remember seeing that part, but for the most part, when he was running around, it made it look like it was London. Especially with the clothing and stuff like that, but that must be just me. But
well, remember, it was the 1800s into the 1900s.
Yeah, but
we were all wearing the bald hats and everything.
The derbies,
thank you.
Yeah, that too. But for the most part, he's running around. He doesn't
look good in a derby hat.
Right.
He's pointing
at Anvil. What I was trying to say, asshole, before I was interrupted.
He's pointing at Anvil, not me, by the way. So derby hat him.
Yeah. So for the fact that of the matter is that, you know, he's running away from this person, he gets to a telegraph. Yes, because of the fact that we have to explain the fact of a telegraph.
Yes.
Telegraph, for you kiddies that don't understand, is a place where you'd actually tell them what you wanted to type.
And they would go,
yeah, and
stop. Please from there, stop.
They would use a Morse code system that would go on the line called a telegraph, and that would transfer to somewhere else that you needed that to get a message to. And apparently it was 50 cents per words or otherwise more money, because if you had to spend above that.
10-word minimum.
Yeah,
10-word minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could make a really long word out of one, you know, thing, go for it.
Yes. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I was trying not to go there, but you did it, you bastard.
Hey, it's a Disney movie.
Yeah, I know. Which, in the concept is he ends up at home, and apparently he dies, but his nephew... No, was it a nephew or a
nephew?
Cousin? Yeah, nephew. Nephew.
Yes, nephew.
Nephew got the telegraph and everything like that, and... Apparently, he gets all the money and the mansion and stuff like
in
that.
In 25 years, though.
In 25 years, okay. So, yes. For the most part. But he's just kind of starstruck because of the fact that he got all this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the lawyer says, here's a book and this will explain everything, but I wasn't supposed to be able to read it. And yes. This basically goes into the actual story that,
and
you
I
know.
I would call bullshit that he didn't. He had to at least sneak a peek.
Did look a little open.
You would sneak a peek.
But it's a lawyer, come on. You know?
I won't look.
Ooh. Woo. Privilege for my clients. What the hell's up with this story? This guy's an asshole.
He dies, he leaves a wife or a kid? Oh.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep.
I mean, nowadays, well, back in the day, probably they were like, what the hell, this is over my head. But, yeah, I mean, with the story, it was actually kind of amazing. I want to go out and buy the actual book now and actually give it a read.
Whoa, wait.
Yes, I know, me read, I know. Besides the whole fight club.
There's a new Dune not book really. Out. You should go get it. It's awesome.
I haven't read the other ones. I would have to...
Yes, you should read all of them. Every single one. Yes.
I thought you were illiterate.
So, yeah, anyway, John Carter... He says, "Oh, I found gold on the ceiling of Spider Mountain."
No, 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 no.
Gold!
Gold in the hill!
I took my gold!
So apparently,
he gets captured by Bryan Cranston,
of all people, who resembles Colonel Mustard, but he's Colonel. What was it again?
Colonel Powell.
Colonel Gold!
Mix between Colonel Mustard and
Professor Plum.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Because Professor Plum's too fat. Anyways, but John Carter, anyway, he's
General Cockett.
John Carter is from Virginia, who was actually, he was part of the Confederate, you know.
Army
and whatnot at the time, you know, or Confederate America. So it gets to that point where, you know, they're trying to get him to help them out with taking on the Apaches and whatnot, and he's just like, this is not my battle because of recent things that happened. I don't want to ruin anything on that because it's kind of, you have to really watch it. And this is the first time I've really seen like Disney put as much tragedy as they could into this without giving you the whole thing in one sitting. Well, like, it finally kind of gave it to you later on. But
well, I mean,
you kind of knew that there was something wrong, especially.
It's Disney. We killed Bambi's mom.
Well, yeah, but this is a live action part, so it's, you know, it's got more of, you know, a distinct,
right.
You know, it has the realism to it. I mean,
as real as it can be.
Well, yeah, but when you're playing, when you're sitting there watching it and whatnot, because of the fact that how the movie goes, it kind of had slow parts to it because, you know, there is a lot of action at the major points, but when he's like, what are you doing?
Thinking about lights. It's awfully dark in here, and I'm afraid I'm going to get raped.
Don't worry, Anvil's on the other side.
Whoa!
Is this the one?
Yeah.
If I push this, is the house going to blow up?
Yes!
Just turn it all the way up.
No!
There we go.
No.
It burns!
But
you should see a doctor about that.
I said it burns, not it itches.
Well, as he goes along and whatnot, he gets captured and he finally escapes and whatnot, and they're trying to chase after him, and they end up bumping into a bunch of Apaches. Mm-hmm. And that leads on to another, chase scene, but where they end up in a cave area, which is what he's been looking for this whole time.
Yep.
And some guy magically pops out of nowhere.
A therm, as they called him.
Yes, a therm. Which is kind of interesting because of the fact that they say that they're like immortal, but they're really not.
Yeah, I'm immortal, bang.
Yeah, he's just like, he tried to stab him, at that point, the therm, and he turned around and shot him. And as soon as he grabbed that, the guy was saying the words, and when he said the words, it transferred him, or actually a copy of his body, to Mars. So his real body is laying in the cave and whatnot.
Bullets, my only weakness.
Well, I'm allergic to dust in the caves when you hit the bullet inside of me.
So he wakes up on Mars and whatnot, and he's trying to walk around, and I think it was pretty funny. For like 5 minutes he was trying to learn how to walk on that, on the surface of Mars, because of the fact every time he walked he wanted to launch, because of the fact that less gravity, I guess, on there.
No, only he can do that, remember?
Well, this is the point that's in place. If we have a stronger gravity field, correct?
Yeah.
That's going to make us stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to go to Mars, which should have a less, density thing, we should be able to launch ourselves as far as we want to because of the fact that it has strength in our legs. Right. I can only imagine if Michael Jordan ended up over there, he would be able to launch himself 5 miles away instead of how John Carter was able to do, not even a half a mile?
But, so, yeah, he jumped pretty high.
Yeah, he was able to jump and whatnot, and it got into some parts of parkour, which were pretty cool.
Yeah.
But for the story as it goes, it's kind of... the therms are the ones that are watchers, basically, or are trying to cause...
He reminded me of Emperor Palpatine for some reason.
Unlimited power! I had
to... Well, the main therm is... I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he played the main...
Mark Strong.
Yeah, Mark Strong, but he played the main guy in... a main bad guy for the first Sherlock Holmes movie.
And he was in Kick-Ass,
and he's been everywhere. He's just a great actor altogether, and I can see why they would use him for the bad guy, because he plays a good bad guy.
Yeah, he's like Tim Curry, who always plays a bad guy.
Yeah. With that said, he gets to the point where you see him, he's able to manipulate everybody, his actual body. He's able to show that he's somebody else. He's trying to hide behind that.
He's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, yes. He's basically playing chess with all the people around, and he's trying to get one. I can't remember the name of the group, but he's trying to kill the helium group. As funny as that sounds, because of the fact that we know what helium is.
Yeah.
But there's a group that's called helium.
That's the place they're from.
That's the place that they're from. But that's what it is I think the guy, when he was writing this story, he looked at a periodic table and just started picking friggin' names and started using stuff like that to make it more scientific-based on his actual aspect, when he made the story. But I could be wrong. If I got to read the story beforehand, I would probably be nitpicking and just shitting all over the movie.
Right.
Because of the fact that when you go to...
Yeah. Always better.
Which, by the way, we should mention that the writer's name is Edgar Rice Burroughs, who was the nephew in the movie.
Yes. So, it almost could be true. No, it's good. But when it gets to that point, you start to notice that he's trying to get one single guy that has been the Omega douchebag of them all, trying to, conquer the world when the helium group was the ones who were the top dogs and whatnot.
Yep. Wow, shit. The guy who created this also created Tarzan.
Jesus. That guy's crazy.
Yes.
And if it was nowadays, he would be crazy rich.
Yeah.
Yep.
But now, he's fucking dead.
Well,
can't enjoy a damn thing.
How long has he been gone for?
Since 1950.
Jesus.
He lived a good life.
I guess.
74.
So. Shit. Yeah.
Which was old for his time. What?
Said, you know,
especially back from the 1950s, you know, most people didn't live that long.
Right.
But for dealing with that, you know, the movie setup, you know, the basis was John Carter gets stuck in a war where he basically turns into kind of a Superman type character.
Mm-hmm.
He's not completely invincible, but he has attributes that you
right.
know, are pretty
He can
impressive.
Kill a Therm just by punching it in the face.
No.
A Thark.
A Thark, yeah. Wasn't it a Thark?
Yeah.
Thark.
A Thark.
He has red spandex. He said so.
He wears his underwear on the outside, I know.
And the Tharks...
Tharks are these tall green aliens with four arms.
Kind of reminds me of what's his name from Street Fighter?
Goro. No, not Street Fighter.
Dalsing.
Mortal Kombat.
Dalsing.
Didn't they have one in Street Fighter 2?
I don't remember in Street Fighter they had
Street Fighter arms. Was Dalsing was a dude with the really long arms he could punch out that leg.
No. Dalsing, yeah, that's... I'm talking about the four-arm person that was...
Goro!
God damn it, I just said that, motherfucker!
Hadouken!
Take my bottle. Anyways.
That's what she said.
For the most part, you know, they looked kind of like that, but a skinnier version of Goro, but really tall, because of the fact that John Carter's character is probably about 5'10" to 6', anywhere around there, and these guys were probably over 7', 8' tall. And they were kind of cool, but, you know, it was kind of funny also because of the fact when they first met him, they were trying to talk with him. Like, the funny part was when they were trying to say names and whatnot, it got to the part where John Carter says, you know, Captain John Carter from
Virginia,
and he goes and gives him the salute, and the alien was like, Virginia. So he kept on pointing at him and kept calling him Virginia. And he kept on getting really pissed off at that part.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they kept on giving him different names every time. He kept on going, "I'm John Carter, God damn it!" You know.
But, okay, God damn it.
Yeah, I know they were expecting him to call him God damn it.
I'm Sheriff Carter. Damn it.
So
go back to call me Virginia. Okay, Virginia. By the way, did you know that there is a Santa Claus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when they go and put him through the whole aspect of becoming one of the Tharks, or whatever the hell you want to call it, he got fed this water, and he was able to actually understand their speech and whatnot.
And then they could understand him.
Yeah, it made it a little bit easier, so... But I definitely did like that concept of the movie, mm-hmm. because it was kind of like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where they stuck that little thing that looked like a rubber ducky into the guy's ear to make him understand. And shut up.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you probably enjoy it with Sam Rockwell. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Oh, God damn it! We got to explain about the Conviction movie too. That was probably one to talk about.
Yeah. We also need to explain Matchstick Men to him too.
No, we didn't watch Conviction yesterday.
No. Anvil and I were able to chill out yesterday, and we watched Conviction.
Which is actually based on a true story.
Yeah, okay. In actual Massachusetts, so we could talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, as of John Carter, I feel like this movie is awesome.
Where did that accent come from? So we could talk about it.
John Carter.
it's the John name.
Carter. Jean Carter.
Jean Carter.
It's not French.
You're Where French.
Guys
this guy's French.
He's too French. He's so French.
Hey,
French,
Sterling though. Archer approves of the French.
Really? You go to a gay cartoon?
Hey, that cartoon is awesome.
Ah!
Wow, you're using him as your defense?
I'm also using Senyamad, who wasn't here today.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend you that much. That cartoon is awesome, but...
And,
I'm not using... Yeah.
And Sega Man doesn't help out either.
Senyamad?
Sega Man.
Okay, Sega Man. Even she's a woman. Okay. But to talk about John Carter a little bit further, it's just one big war that, you know, keeps raging on, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what's trying
Marriage will keep war from happening anymore.
Even though that's bullshit. The Therms actually wanted that to happen so they could take over Helium.
It's like, aha, psych, stab, stab, stab.
And then they'd run around with really high-pitched voices and have fun.
Although, what's her name? The princess was wicked. Gorgeous. She was
Lynn Collins.
Beautiful things in the entire world. Viola Collins.
Yep, better known as Lynn Collins.
Yeah, okay. On IMDb, it's Lincoln Collins, whatever. But for the most part, I have to give this movie out of 5 a 4.6. I really actually enjoyed sitting there watching it. It wasn't.
Yeah.
There was no dry parts, really. A lot of the explanation that was, you know, between the action parts actually fed into the plot. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to do this. Or it wasn't trying to be really funny or something like that, but shit was going on that was funny. So,
yeah, you know, it's like the what was it? Half dog.
I love that thing. I want it.
Man, bear, pig.
But it kind of looked like a big dog mixed with a copperhead snake.
Yeah, with like 6 legs.
And he ran really fast.
And he had a big blue tongue.
The thing, I want that thing as a pet. If they can make that into a stuffed plush doll, I'll buy it.
Like Man Bear.
He'll cuddle with it.
I'll be like, oh, no.
He's so cute.
All right. So like Man Snake. Give it a 4.8.
It's Mad Snake Dog.
4.8, eh?
And I'll give it a 4.7.
And I was at work, so
see?
I can't.
France, he surrendered and jumped in the middle.
Aww.
Ding, 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 ding.
It was a pretty great movie. Not was, pretty good, was, pretty great.
It was decent, especially seeing that we paid $6 for it because we got to do the morning show.
And it was over, it was like 2 hours long.
Yeah, actually, how long is that movie?
2 hours, 10 minutes, it says.
That's actually a pretty damn good movie, but I'm still
that's
saying
a little bit quicker than the Diablo 3 beta download.
So let's just put it this way. If you're probably bringing your kid, I don't know if they'll be able to sit there, because I don't know why, but people left about 15 minutes before the movie was going to end. I don't know why.
They lost so much information.
They lost so much information, and they didn't understand what probably happened in the end, because there is a lot of stuff that happens right at the end.
They probably thought it was going to end the way it did, and then boom, it shoots back, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin this one. This one's actually pretty good.
We've got two more movies to cover, and we have, you know, a couple other things, so let's move on. All right, so we have to throw Conviction real quick. It's a true story out of Ayer, Mass, A-Y-E-R. For those that want to look it up, it's the Kenneth Waters story. He was wrongly convicted of murder and sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. And his sister, who dropped out of school and everything, went back, got her college degree, and, you know, with help from the Innocence Project, after 18 years, freed her brother from prison.
And it was kind of interesting.
Wasn't there, like, controversy about this movie being released? Like, from the perspective of the family,
well,
the victim? All
right, we're going to go to this in a second. Hilary Swank played the sister. Sam Rockwell played
the brother.
The brother.
But the way that their brother set up and stuff like that, brother and sister, like, the concept of brother and sister today is kind of different because of the fact that these ones seemed like they were wicked comfortable with each other, and it was kind of eerily comfortable.
I know. It was weird, but
because they kept breaking into people's houses and they would get all this candy, and they'd break into people's houses and fall asleep in the people's beds kind of cuddled up after eating all the candy.
But see, if, you know,
interesting,
they kind of,
huh?
Well, they kind of gave
is
like,
there a van with no windows?
No. They gave it, like, that whole aspect of the mom was, you know, had 8 kids with 7 different dads and was never around and stuff like that. But this
short,
the movie was good. You know, you should go see it.
Well, what did we watch it on? We watched it on one of my movie channels, right?
Yeah.
Now, because my Xbox is down, but yeah.
But it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Fuck you.
And the controversy came because Kenneth Waters, 6 months after being released, was killed. He slipped off a wall.
I guess he was working on in the backyard or something like that, and fell off and hurt himself. And
yeah, when passing away, so, you know, where he had died.
Happy movies.
But of course, they didn't put that at the end.
They didn't put that at the end, but I mean,
yeah,
a lot of the stuff that they did put at the end. And I was also kind of shocked because of the fact that I don't remember this movie really getting any push on it.
And it didn't.
That's the thing that I hate. And I think I remember that when I looked at IMDb, there was $12.5 million put into this movie.
And
but it only
nine,
made six million, so it only made half back or something like that.
It made $9 million, you know, counting world.
Yeah, well, counting world, but in all sense, it's like in the United States alone, it made only like half back. So it's kind of hard to get the story out there, but of course, they always push shit to DVD nowadays, but altogether, I have to give that movie a 4.9 because of because it was based on a real story and they put a lot of, you know, fun aspects to it that, you know, especially because it always feeds my criminal justice side of me, you know. But for the most part, yeah, this was a good movie. If you get to watch it, go and do it up.
Cool.
Sam Rockwell's a funny bastard.
Nice.
He kind of puts a little twist to the guy, you know, even though there was a bar fight scene or some shit. Like, he actually broke a Heineken and held it to a guy's throat and said, "I'll fucking kill you if you talk to my daughter that way." And when he gets back up, he's like, "Oh, no, I was just talking to my buddy here. Get this guy a beer."
The daughter was kind of hot.
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
But we'll leave it at that. So go see, you know, find it on TV, watch it. But let's move on to our final movie. You want to hit it? Or am I going to hit it?
No, I want to hit it.
You hit that shit.
Hit it.
All right, it's the movie Goon. It is a hockey movie.
Mighty Ducks.
Okay, I want to say that this is...
Oh, he's going to hit it.
No, I want to say that this is our generation Slapshot.
Yeah. Basically, Sean William Scott, you know, he's hanging out, and he's a lone wolf in... This doctor, Jewish family, as they put it. Granted, his brother is gay.
Yeah, that I think that little spin was pretty fucking hilarious.
Because they actually, like, the parents didn't know that the son was gay. And they brought, you know, one of the other families brought their daughter to synagogue to meet him. And he runs off with his boyfriend.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, kind of like the old familiar Jewish families trying to get each other together to have the... And as soon as they go, "Oh, yeah, he's going out with somebody," or something like that, and the father goes, "Yeah, he's really friendly with that guy," and he runs over, basically jumps on top of him and starts making out with him right in front of the family, and he goes, "Oh, Jesus." He's like, both of them are adopted.
The father is Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
So that makes it, you know, it's funny right there. And, he goes to a hockey game.
Well, first off, he's a bouncer.
Oh, yeah, he's a bouncer, I'm sorry. And it leads into him going to a hockey game with his buddy, who's played by... Little doofy dude. I forget his name. He's in a lot of things.
But he's a great character.
And there's a hockey fight going on. This, and they're making fun of the players that are in the box. And his buddy makes fun of one, so there becomes a fight. And he winds up knocking the dude out. Like, he actually headbutts him and then crushes his helmet. Yeah, it's hilarious.
But that was the thing. The guy, okay, I'm going to only say this once on this whole aspect. The guy came up over the glass. From the penalty box. So you know how tall those suckers are. So he jumps over the top of that. He comes up the thing and he calls Scott a fag. Or as the character's name, Doug. He calls him a fag. And all of a sudden he goes, "My brother's gay!" He grabs him by the thing and the guy's, you know, punching Doug in the face. And all of a sudden he just takes one punch, punches him in the face, and he goes, "Take that back!" And he goes, "You're a fag." Headbutts him, his whole helmet shatters, and the guy knocks out and falls down on the ground. I was just absolutely amazed with that. It was fucking awesome.
He then, you know, gets signed to a minor league, you know, wannabe hockey team.
Even though he's never been on skates in his life.
And, you know, he starts getting better. Like, the coach worked with him, and, you know, he did really well. Well, his brother coached the minor league, like, pro team, you know, like when you get sent down from the pros to, you know,
triple A. DHLers are called or something like that.
Who actually, the head coach is Kim Coates. Who, you know, I know from Sons of Anarchy, we know from Resident Evil 4.
Battlefield Earth, yeah.
He's been a lot of things. And he's the head coach, and apparently they have this one French player, Lefrem, who got hit really hard and became a pansy. And his job is to be the enforcer.
He's trying to protect that guy, too, especially from, you know, not getting knocked out again.
And there's another goon in the movie that's the big bad boy who actually played Sabretooth in the X-Men movies.
I'll pull it up. Don't worry. Go ahead. Keep going. Okay.
And, you know, it's really cool. And then there's the love interest who the duck here will appreciate it. She played the drummer in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
She's the love interest.
So she...
Her hair is not as bright as it was.
Okay. Oh, wait. No, you're thinking of Kim... Oh, yeah, her...
No, the bright-haired girl, it was... Her name's Allison Pill.
Yeah, Allison Pill.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so, you know, that she's the love interest, but she has a boyfriend, so that makes it even more funny.
Oh, Liev Schreiber.
That's it.
He plays Ross Ray. That's the big bad wolf kind of character that was the original goon, basically, of
hockey. And, you know, this is his final year. He's about to retire. You know, he got thrown out of the league for being too violent. Goes back to his original team, the St. John Shamrocks.
And the beauty of the violence on his aspect was he took a hockey stick across somebody's head.
Yeah, he's throwing the drop to do with a hockey stick. I highly recommend this movie. If you are a sports fan, or you just, you know, like a movie to laugh at, this is a movie.
This is probably how, you know, Happy Gilmore should have really went if it didn't go the golf way.
Yeah.
This is basically, I felt that, you know, because of how Adam Sandler was in Happy Gilmore, he's like, oh, I'm the only guy that has the record for taking off his skate and trying to stab somebody with it. That's basically how it was.
But Sean William Scott, I'm going to put it like this. At the very end, when you're watching the climax, as we're going to put it, you know,
yeah, porn.
It gets you because the pure adrenaline and the pure manhood, as you could put it.
Well, because of the fact that they drew it out near the end, they were trying to, like, because of the fact that, you know, Ross Ray,
well,
the bad guy.
I'm trying to keep that, you know.
Well, but that's the thing. He tried to pull a couple things before they finally get the whole point of, you want to fight? Okay, let's fight. You know, and then they go to center ice.
Yeah, because he suffered an injury when he was younger, and they talk about it at one point, and then you see him get kind of injured again, and then you see what finally happens at the end.
That was scary.
I'm like, oh! It's a great movie. I give it a 5.
Yeah, Sean William Scott did a great job with his movie, 5.
I think it's the best movie he's ever been in.
I mean, he does have a lot of good movies that he's been in, but I
mean,
wait, this
better
is
than The Rundown?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I would say Rundown would be second place to this movie.
Wow.
I mean, if you get to sit there and watch this movie, I mean, it's on demand right now. It's a little expensive, like $10.
Well, I think you still have it.
The reason why is
I still have it, but only for like maybe 24 hours. I don't know. It's probably gone by now.
The only reason why is because it's not hitting American theaters until March 30th.
I think it's limited on that aspect.
Yeah, that's right. It is limited.
So
yeah.
that's the only other thing that sucks. I feel that this movie has, I mean, it's like, I think an hour and a half to hour and 40 minutes, but I feel it has potential that it would be able to grip people. Like, if this shows up in Boston, I think a lot of the Boston people can relate to it and laugh really fucking hard because
of the
hockey.
I really hated the parents in this movie.
Yeah, the parents did suck, but
you mean the Eugene Levy parent?
Yeah, you know, just the way that they were, and I think that they underutilized Eugene Levy.
They had to do that because of the fact that, you know.
Right. But still, you
this
know.
Is, like, the Jewish family are usually proud and want, like, their kids to, you know, be successful and stuff like that, no matter what. And the success that Doug or Sean William Scott's character was getting was not the success that they were looking for.
Yeah, basically, they were disappointed because he was a goon, you know. His job was to go out there and fight.
He's like, I'm a hockey player.
You're like, no, you're not a hockey player, you're a thug.
They call you Doug the Thug.
No.
But yeah, I mean, they, like, it had a pretty damn good cast put together. This movie was just all out good. I say go and see it. If you can get your hands on the DVD, when it comes out on DVD or goes in theaters or whatever,
I know I'll be buying
it. I'm buying it. I'm putting that up on the wall.
Nice. Okay, so speaking of hockey.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I know we're running short on time, but I'm going to put it like this.
Fuck your couch.
It's been a very busy week in sports, with quite a few changes, actually. The Bruins, you know, they've had their ups and downs. They picked up a new goalie, Turco, who will, of course, not be able to play in the playoffs because of his past trade deadline, because Tuukka Rask suffered a lower body injury. That's a lower abdomen to groin strain.
Groin. Who kicked him in the balls?
They actually lost today, but it's okay. We'll get it all taken care of. We got plenty of time. We're still holding on to the playoffs, so that's all that matters. Celtics last night routed the Portland Trailblazers, so it's always a good thing.
Hey, what happened to Celtics? Don't exist anymore.
I still have to put it because I got too many emails about it.
Yeah.
Yes, when I start receiving a ton of emails about not talking about basketball, I have to throw it in there.
Well, like let's put it this way. What was it? When I was bringing you home last night,
they were up by 40.
They were up by 40, and it was, what was it, 90 to, no, it was like 83 to 38 or something like that at something that like point. That. And you're like, is this happening?
Yeah, then we pulled all of our starters and let, like, our third stringers play, and they still won by like 22.
Ridiculous.
But, it's pretty cool. Baseball's coming along very well. We watched the Sox.
They
kind
of fucked up last night.
Yeah, they fucked up, but it's, you know, you're switching pitchers quicker than you normally would. Poppy has another home run, so it shows help. We're building some things. I like what I've seen out of Cody Ross so far. Jose Iglesias is actually showing that he deserves to be playing at the major league level as a shortstop. So we're going to see where that goes. I'm probably going to be waved along in a second, but...
Yeah, take your time.
Okay. Keep going, fuck it.
But it is what it is. Now, on to football. There's been a ton of stuff going on. I know me and Blue are going to be going back and forth a minute about something, but...
Motherfucker.
There's been some releases. Brandon Jacobs from the Giants has been released. I wouldn't mind grabbing him. There's talks about Brandon Lloyd already coming to New England.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with Josh McDaniels, because he knows him from his time the Broncos. He's a good deep threat. Wouldn't mind grabbing Mike Wallace either. Everybody's preparing for the draft, so we'll see how that goes.
Now, are we going to talk about Pencil Neck?
Pencil Neck?
Peyton Manning?
No.
Okay. Fuck him.
He got released, so what?
And he might be going to the Dolphins, whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah, I don't think he should play.
I think he should retire.
You know, I think he should retire with that injury that he obtained.
I'm going to put it like this. I hate Peyton Manning with a passion, but I've been playing football for a very long time. Dude, retire, enjoy, that's it.
Yeah. Who knows? If he gets one more bad hit, he'll be paralyzed.
Well, no, it's not on the spinal cord. It's the nerves in his neck.
Right.
So it's not a paralyzed thing, but...
If you got enough money and you don't want to keep on getting hit.
The dude's got enough money.
I mean, hell, he can always go off of his brother. Or his dad.
Oh, that's cold. Alright, so me and Blue, are going to jump on something real quick, and that's the bounties.
Bounties?
The bounties.
What are the bounties?
There is an investigation going on against the New Orleans Saints about paying players extra to injure other players.
Really?
I'm surprised something has
You have
come
to do up. That voice?
Yes, I do.
That's very creepy. You're scaring our fans away.
Would you rather I do the oh my?
Oh my.
Can you just do your normal voice?
Oh my.
This is super.
Why would you try to act like George Takei?
Because he wanted to act like George Takei.
Because he's super.
Oh, I am super.
Anyways, alright, so let's put it this way. In order to do this for putting bounties out, it's basically you're trying to say, I'm going to put up this amount. If you injure this motherfucker right here, and you get this amount of money. And he's out of the game, that means you'll get this money. So, if we were... This is... What team is this again? This is
the Saints.
The Saints, okay. So, the Saints, this is what they were doing. This is what they were doing. They put up a money for the guys, secretively.
Let's try to do the easiest way to explain it. Let's say the Duck over here owns the New Orleans Saints. And our buddy over here, Blue, is a... big offensive lineman.
Ah! Mm-hmm.
I play for the Patriots. And I'm coming down there, and the Saints do not want Drew Brees getting hurt. And I'm leading the league in sacks this year.
Yeah.
Well, you guys may walk up to these guys. You know, if Anvil somehow gets injured in today's game...
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I heard there's like $10,000 just laying around. Right. Oh, really?
In your let's apartment Nancy. When you go back home.
Let's grab the lead pipe and let's Nancy Kerrigan that motherfucker.
So, you know, now let's say I'm coming around.
No, but this is actually out on public field. This is not like I could take a fucking weapon and beat the shit out of you.
So
that means that you literally injure the person as much as you can.
So let's say I'm coming off the edge and, you know, I get, you know, I blow past Blue and I hit Teg over here, who's the fullback. I'm pushing him, well... Blue's like, hey, look, he doesn't see me, and dive bombs right into the side of my leg to injure me. Well, I'm hurt. I'm getting carted off with a torn knee, and he's collecting the money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what they were doing. And there's actually a player that came forward who said that he was told to injure Brett Favre when he was in Minnesota.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, what does this mean for the New Orleans Saints?
We have to wait till after the investigation.
What do you think is going to happen?
Suspensions.
There's going to be suspensions.
Fines.
They're going to lose draft picks.
They're going to lose a lot of shit. There's just... I don't think the Saints are going to be doing any fucking good stuff anytime soon.
They're not going to be marching in.
They're not going to be marching in this time. They're not... Their whole concept of trying to get a Super Bowl would probably be in the next 20 years. Because of the fact that this is going to hurt them, like, really, really badly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking that maybe possibly the coach will be fired and some other shit will happen.
Well, it was a defensive coordinator, so he should be gone.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be gone. Not only that, but it's going to go up the chain.
Yeah.
It's just going to be the domino effect or the fuse, and somebody's going to get fucked.
Exactly. Now, I do want to throw a couple more things out here in sports real quick.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, me and Blue, we're going to be at CFX Rumble in the Jungle, the Jungleplex in Plymouth, Mass. Come on down and join us. There's going to be some great fights. TPS has Soap Am making his amateur debut. Mm-hmm. And a few of our other friends will be fighting that night as well. Also, March 31st, Ice Center, Salem, New Hampshire, Century Fighting Promotion. You know, come on down. Great fights. Marcus Davis is going to be fighting, former UFC fighter, along with Danny Lozon, who is also a former UFC fighter. So come on down. Great time. April 13th, AFO, Night of Champions. Bunch of title fights, and TPS has Ricardo George's fighting as well, so it should be a really great time. If you have any questions about these fights, you know, you can email me at anvil@bostonbastardgay.com. I'll gladly share all the information with you.
Yeah, so, well, we can help you get tickets, too, if you need to.
Yes. Now, the sports is over. I do have one small O, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
And
this is about Strikeforce?
No.
No, actually, I want to say something about Strikeforce, but go ahead, what you're going
to
say.
Well, this doesn't have to do with sports, so you might want to throw that around.
All right, fine, fuck this. All right, Dana White can kiss my ass.
Thank
I
you.
Wanted
really?
To actually say a lot of other things. I actually wanted to put this up on Twitter, but I didn't want to, like, you know, have people bashing us or whatnot, but whatever, you can bash us right here. This really pisses me off because of the fact that I do have BJ Penn on my Facebook, but also as a Twitter account, too. And Dana White said, after the whole concept of what we talked about, even we put an article up on there, about the guy who was a fucking what, pedophile slash, you know, neo-Nazi, you know.
I actually have the article up there. For
yes. Yeah, so that's what I was saying. You could go and check out that article. But in that case, Dana White said, basically wiped his hands clean of Strikeforce and says he's not dealing with it anymore. Showtime can take care of that. And I'm like, okay, this also proves the fact that he's too much of a pussy to have women fight in the UFC. I'm sorry, but the fights that were going on those nights, and even there's still even repercussions after the fight with Tate and what's going on there. They're like, the boyfriend was even threatening one of the fighters for some shit. But that was the whole thing was he said, after the whole concept of the neo-Nazi thing, he basically said, I'm done with that. And I have to say, you're a fucking pussy. Dana White is a pussy because of that. I'm like,
wow.
Just because of the fact that he cannot, you know, just one little thing, and he was just like, yep, I'm done with this. So, more or less, Strikeforce can go back to Elite XC or whatever the fuck it wants to, and do the right thing and bring in the fighters that it's supposed to bring in, but also maybe do a little bit better on the background checks. And I guess they're going to have to run quarries now on fighters, which is kind of bullshit, but I think...
What do you mean, quarries?
Quarries. Quarries are what they use to check you when you do a job or you know, or anything like that. They basically go and find out the background information that you do before you go and get a job.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what they're going to have to do, is they're going to have to do that in order to get the fighters in there properly so they don't end up with a pedo friggin' white supremacist fighting in their cage on TV. So
with, like, you know, tattoos that say white steel and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
No shit. So it was kind of a little bit of a weird upset on that one, but at least he lost. It wasn't like he won. But for the most part, I think Dana White needs to step up, grow some balls, and take responsibility for that because he was part of it. He's part of the fucking show.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You friggin' said that you were owning that, and I still feel that with the whole UFC Undisputed game that came out recently, they should have had Strikeforce on that, so that would have really friggin' fucked him up and had him interlinked with that, so he couldn't have just go, I wash my hands of this bullshit.
Yeah.
So, fuck Dana White for that.
Wow. Okay.
I'm angry at him.
He needs women's MMA.
Yes,
he needs to add. I think they got to do one of those Ultimate Fighter groups again. You know, I know Kimbo Slice is doing a new show and whatnot, but I think they got to do a women's version.
Well, I do want to throw one more thing in MMA. Ultimate Fighter reality show started last night. A kid Joey Proctor from Mass is on there, and he won his first round. He's in the house, so
awesome.
Congrats to
awesome.
Joey. And we'll keep everybody posted on how Joey does.
Mm-hmm.
Now to my oh for fuck's sake. Alright. Now, we've bitched about a lot of things on here. And some people will agree, some will disagree, whatever.
MBTA still sucks dick.
Of course.
Yep.
But there's one that, you know, it just came to me because it was on Facebook and I saw it. And somebody's reported that kind of picture and it's now been pulled, so I can't show everybody else here. Which I don't think they want to see it anyway. Now,
Justin Bieber.
We've seen a lot of things in our lives, you know, that we don't want to see.
Justin Bieber.
Somebody posted a picture of a dead 5-year-old.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh.
I thought it was the Justin Bieber fucking Selena Gomez. That, don't click on that. That's spam.
No, I've seen that.
It's spam.
I know.
Why did you click on a Justin Bieber picture?
I didn't click on Justin Bieber. I'm fucking...
He wanted Justin Bieber fucking...
He wanted to look at Justin's Bieber. That's
all. I didn't want to look at anything on that motherfucker. Right.
So, I'm going through, and, you know, somebody that I know liked the picture, but somebody posted a picture of a 5-year-old laying dead in the casket. Nobody wants to see this. You know, I mean, I understand, you know, you have to mourn and all that stuff.
But pictures of it is disrespectful.
Yeah, why are you going to take pictures and put it up on Facebook? So what'd you do today?
I saw this kid's body.
It's like taking pictures of your dead grandpa in the funeral. That's disrespectful, too.
I mean, I know, like, when one of my boys passed, there were a lot of pictures taken at his funeral. Because he was he was an artist,
mm-hmm.
and his casket and everything around it was hand designed, hand drawn. It was beautifully done.
But they didn't show the body, right?
Some of the pictures you could see it, but it's just to get the pictures of the artwork that he created.
Right, it's not like zoomed in.
Though. Yeah, the whole thing was done in his artwork. And you know, there's one thing, you know, this was the picture of the casket, the one that they had. They stood over and took a picture. He's laying there. You could perfectly see him laying there with his little woody doll. And it said, you know, I guess he was killed because he got hit by a tractor.
Ouch.
Yeah. Well, he probably didn't feel a thing, which is a good thing. But, you know, that's something that you don't want to see. You know, we're talking. I'm like, oh. Because I was going to check some, you know, on some statistics for sports and jumped on Facebook real quick to see if, you know, any of my sports groups had written on there.
Yep.
And that popped up right underneath Boston Bruins Nation.
The best place for it to pop up, yeah.
Well, no. Boston Bruins Nation was here. It was the next article piece under. So, people, please do not put these pictures up there. We do not want to see them. Yo, our deepest condolences.
I know, shit. If you want to see some dead people, just go to Ryan.com if it's still up.
Ryan.com, another thing. All right. So, I'm done.
Okay.
All
right. That it? Nothing you want to add, Tag?
No.
Okay. All right. So, let's stick a fork in it. Visit our website at b3crew.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at king_baby_doc. Anvil's on at anvil63. Luanix under Bluanic, and Tag is under Tag. What's the number?
198. Oh, no. 8779.
Tag 8779. You can follow him now on there.
Yay.
We're on Facebook, so just type in Boston Bass Brigade and you can find the group or the magazine part. Like us on both of those, and you'll be able to get all the information that we put up, both from the website and whatnot, or other things that we're thinking right off the hand. So have fun.
Visit our friends at the Electric Sisterhood. Also check out Geekago, The Vagabonds,
Matt the Wad, aka Design with Charm.
That's all I'm going to give you for those, because I'm being a jerk today.
Okay, fine. TBSMMA.com.
Well, no, I was going to go through those. I just wasn't going to name all the other crap.
Just make Lou do it.
And also, don't forget, check out all the upcoming fights. Century Fighting, AFO, CFX, Cage Titans is coming up in May. Some really great fights. Also, Premier Fight League starts their amateur tournament April 1st. Check all of them out. Should be a great time. And I'm done.
So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Tag.
Yeah, Bill.
Reminding you, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Yay! We are
the Bastards.
Peace out, motherfuckers.